Week 3 coaches shows here on 92.1 KMZA here with Frankfurt's girls head coach, Doug Thompson. I'm Krenan Prophet. Again, here off and rolling here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got one more show here before we get to the Christmas break. But again, just a couple more games here on the schedule before Frankfurt gets off to that break. Onega here on Friday, and then also over the break, Fairbury, Thayer Central, and Rock Hills over a holiday tournament. But before we kind of dive into that, let's talk about these last three games here for you, Coach. You took on Wabunsee, Northern Heights, as well as Blue Valley Randolph, only picking up a win against that Northern Heights team, 35-22. Coach, what can you tell me about these past three games for you and your team?
Yeah, again, you know, Wabunsee kind of came out and put a lot of pressure on us, and we struggled running the offense. So, you know, we've kind of went in and revamped our offense a little bit, and I thought we looked a lot better last night. But, again, just to some turnovers. You know, we've had a stretch here where we've turned the ball over four or five times in a row and led to layups. And, you know, when you spot good teams like Wabunsee and Blue Valley, 10 points there, they're hard to come back from.
And upcoming here on the schedule for you and your team, you have Onega this Friday. You take on another Twin Valley League opponent here this season. You know, what's that matchup going to be like for you and your team right before you get right into the winter break, and what are some game plans for this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I think both of us have played Northern Heights. Both of us have won. I think Onega scored, we both gave up about 22 points, and I think Onega scored 48, and we scored 38. So, again, you know, we just got to continue to keep working our offense. You know, we're only averaging about 31, 32 points, and just got to find a way to find some more field goals, either in transition or, you know, maybe getting some steals or just having a few more girls step up. So.
And at this point, you know, your first year here with Frankfurt as the head coach, how do you feel about this first part of the season, if you will, nearly, you know, now six games through it? You know, how do you feel like your team's responded? How do you feel like, you know, your team's kind of look back to this adversity on this 3-3 start?
Yeah, I mean, the defense has always been there. You know, we've been, you know, it's kind of kept us in the games right now. And then, you know, again, you know, talking with Coach Schreiner, you know, he's been there for about 3 years. And, you know, he said it was about year one, you know, about year two when he finally got his offense in and kind of got some stuff rolling. And I kind of feel like that's where we're at. And, you know, we've had signs here of, you know, the potential that we have on our team, and just kind of have hit some spurts here and there. And, yeah, I mean, they're going to continue to keep coming in and continue to keep working. And, you know, as long as I think we can continue to keep getting our offense figured out, the defense will be there. And, you know, it's just really early in the season. So,
yeah, I think a big thing you got to kind of appreciate, you know, about the schedule this year is, you know, compared to other teams, I feel like you have really maximized the potential of your schedule, you know, kind of getting as many teams as possible. Two tournaments here already early on in the season. You have the one also over the winter break. I mean, one, how are you going to go about attacking that tournament? And then two, you know, how are these tournaments kind of prepare you for, you know, later play on in the season?
Yeah, I mean, we'll get a lot of games in. You know, I think we'll have nine to ten games in before January 2nd. So, again, that's been big for us because it's shown us some different things that we can work on and just still trying to find the identity of our team. And, you know, but the biggest thing is where our points are going to come from, and the girls are just going to have to continue to keep stepping up. And, you know, I think playing these games have gotten us in shape and, you know, just kind of figured out a few things that we need to fix. So.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Thanks for jumping up here and joining us for week number three here of Coach's Shows. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
That was head coach of the girls basketball team for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Again, upcoming here on Friday, it's 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week. It's the Frankfurt Wildcats taking host of the Onega Buffaloes for our final broadcast of the 2025 year.